We're just going to continue with the halachot of Shinui Makom. I'm going to read to you from the halacha brura because I already told you that there's going to come out a few machlokot between Rav Ben-Tzion Abba Shaul and the halacha brura of Rav Ovadia Yosef. The reason why is because we said that according to Rav Ben-Tzion Abba Shaul, we go like Maran. Remember, the Maran in all of these halachot was very, very stringent. And therefore, says Rav Ben-Tzion Abba Shaul, we do not say safek berachol la'ket k'neged Maran because we are causing a bit, when we have a doubt whether to make a bracha sheretzicha or not, you're allowed to do that. However, though, Rav Ovadia Yosef said, safek berachol la'ket k'neged Maran, and therefore it changes the halachot. So I wanted to read to you from the halacha brura. And he says like this: if a person's starting to eat in one room, and then afterwards he wants to come and he wants to change within the same room, from one corner to another corner, so therefore there's no problem whatsoever. He says you're allowed to do so even lechatechila. And even if at the beginning you didn't have that in mind, you're also allowed to do that. And even if it's going to be a huge banquet hall, and there's a huge distance from one place to another, and even if there's going to be a place in the middle so you can't even see where, like for example, you know, that sometimes they have a locker, they have something in the middle of the banquet hall that you cannot see where you're going to eat the first time, it doesn't matter, as long as it was in the same room, there is no problem whatsoever. Now he does say here, the same halacha would apply to do with din of kiddush b'mkom seuda, that also if you're going to do kiddush on Shabbat, that you're allowed lechatechila to change your place within the same room from one corner to another corner, even if you didn't have that in mind. But then to do with kiddush b'mkom seuda, he says some people are machminim lechatechila, v'tov lachush l'divrayim, and it's good to suspect for the word. So to do with kiddush, it's a little bit more problematic. Again, he only says lechatchila, try to be choshesh, try to suspect for it. But technically, mi'ikar adin, it's also the same halacha, which means in the same room, no problem whatsoever, from one corner to another corner. Now he says, what happens if you want to do it in the same house, different rooms, or in the same building, different rooms? So he says, or from like one story to another story, one floor to another floor of the house. So he says, there's a machloket rishonim to do with this halacha, and therefore, klal gadol b'yadenu safek berachol la'kel. So therefore, he says, even though lechatechila, you're not supposed to change from one room to another room, but the avad, if you did change from one room to another room, so then you do not make a new beracha. Okay, now he says, if right now, or if you remember, we said that if you had in mind during the time of the beracha to change your place from one room to another room, as long as it's in the same building, that is permitted. So if you remember, that's very important, which means if you already know that you're going to start eating in this room, and then you're going to go to another room, and you're going to be eating in the other room, you're allowed to do that if you have that in mind. So have that in mind all the time, right? So that way they won't go get into problems. So he says, what happens though if you're going to switch from one apartment to another apartment in the same apartment building? Right? Or for example, you're going to the Cheder Madrigot, which is basically the staircase, the stairwell, right? Inside of a building. Or you went outside from your house to the Mirpeset, which is again the porch, even if it's not going to be with the roof on top of it, it's considered betoch beto mecheder lecheder mibay la'aliyah. So it's considered within the same house. So that is a big leniency, that from your house to your porch, or from your house to another house in the same apartment building, that is considered from one room to another room. Okay, so that's also very, very important. So he says, now if you had in mind from the beginning, so then again, it's not considered bichlal shinui makom at all, because then you're allowed to do so lechatchila, because you had this in mind from the beginning. And again, to do kiddush b'mkom seuda, try to be machmin lechatchila. So that's all very important. Now, what about from one house to another house? So he says lechatchila, you're not supposed to do that, even if you did have it in mind, right? Whether to do with shinui makom and seuda, or to do with kiddush b'mkom seuda, bediavad, again, according to the halacha brura Rav Ovadia Yosef, you do not make a bracha. And the reason why is because safek berachot la'akel. The minhag of the Ashkenazim is that it's mutar even lechatechila sometimes to do it if you're in the middle of a meal of bread, right? However, though, we do not permit that lechatechila, obviously. So that's very, very important, okay? So again, just very, very quickly before we make a very quick summary. In the same room, you're allowed to go from one corner to another corner, no problem. Even lechatechila, you don't have to have anything in mind, that's it. To do with kiddush b'mkom seuda, which means to do with actual kiddush, it's better to be more stringent. But if it's just stam a meal of a motzi or any other type of a meal, no problem. To do with one room to another room, so he says there's no problem, right? But diavad, you do not make another beracha. However, though, on this, you should lechatechila have in mind when you're making the beracha that you're going to go to another room. what is from one room to another room. Doesn't matter if it's one room for another room, whether it's from here to, let's say, an upper floor, or upper floor down to the bottom floor, or it doesn't matter from here to, let's say, the porch, right? Meaning your house to a porch, or even from one apartment building to another apartment building in the same building, right? Or from your apartment to the staircase. All these cases are considered room to room. The last halacha is from house to house. House to house, obviously you're never allowed to do this slicha techila as well, whether to do a shinui mekom or not. But if you did do it, again, bediavad, you do not make a new bracha. And here it does not help having it in mind. Because once it's from one house to another house, it doesn't help having anything in mind. And therefore, obviously, lecha techila, we should refrain from doing such a thing.